Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Chof Gimel, and we're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amid where the Gemara begins. Vare Truma Drachmana Omar. You'll all recall that we're in the middle of a Shas Sugya, and that is whenever it says in the Torah an Isser Achila, does it also include an Isser Hanoah? And we had a machlokes between Cheskia and Reb Avol back already on Shabbos, and now this is already Baruch Hashem the third day that we're talking about this inyan. Cheskia says that whenever it says in the Torah the word lo yoichal, it just means iser achila, nothing more, nothing less. If the Torah meant to tell you both iser achila and iser anor, the Torah goes out of its way to use the form lo yeochel. For instance, by chomet, it says in the pasuk, lo yeochel chomet. From this I learn that not only is there an iser achila, there's also an iser hanah. Reb Avohu, however, respectfully disagrees with Cheskia, and Reb Avohu holds that wherever it says in the Torah, lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yisoichlu, echad iser achila vi echad iser hanah. Unless the Torah specifically says otherwise, like we find by Nevela, for instance, where it says in the Pasuk, Leisoichu kol Nevela, but what do you do with a Nevela? That you can give it away to a Ger Toishev, and you can go and sell it to a Nochri, to a Goy. Fine. And then we had another drasha by Treifa. So now the Gemara brings a whole slew of other isurim that we find in the Torah, and we analyze each and every one of them. Is it just an isur achila? Is it an isur hanah? Does it say a lashon lo yeochel? Does it say a lashon of lo yoichal lo yisoichal? And that's basically the whole trend of the Gemara. So we're up to the inyan of Truma now. And Truma says, Yimar Vari Truma Drachmona Omar, it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Zor Lo Yoichal Koidesh, a Zor meaning a non-Koyin, may not eat Truma. So, according to Cheskia, it's only an Iser Achila, because it doesn't say Lo Yeochel, it says V'chol Zor Lo Yoichal. But according to Reb Avohu, it should be both Iser Achila and Iser Anor. Yet, Utnamba, we have a Mishnah which we learned not too long ago in Mesechtes Erevin, the Ma'arvin Lenozer Beyayin Uli Yisrael Betruma. You're allowed to make an Erev for a Yisrael Betruma. And even though the Yisrael himself cannot eat the Truma, but the Gemara Mesechtes Erevin said, Afagav Dele Chozi Lahai, Chozi Lahai. Even though this Yisrael in particular cannot eat from it, however, because it's Ro'i for others, that's already sufficient for purposes of the Erev. Okay, Zeh, fine. But what do I see from this? As a result of making this Erev, the Yisrael will be able to go 2,000 extra amos to the north or to the south, depending wherever the Erev was placed. Tumat Eruvei Tchumen. Ah, so he's going to have Hano'ah from this Erev. You just told me, Reb Avohu, that if it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yoichal Echad Isra Achila Bi Echad Isra Hano'ah, the Yisrael's going to have Hano'ah. Oy, oy, oy. It's the Chzeh Shver on Reb Avohu. The Gemara could have given an easy teretz, and that is the teretz that we gave back in Masechtas Erevin, where the Gemara said that this Mishnah could go according to the Mandiyama that Ein Ma'arvin Ela L'Dvar Mitzvah. You can only make a Ruvei Tchumen if you want to do a Dvar Mitzvah. For instance, you want to go and hear the chief rabbi of Kirshken Halash, who's giving a Shabbos Shiva Drusha in the middle of Hanukkah, somewhere in Dyun Dyush, and you want to be able to go there on Shabbos. That's why you made that Erev. So it's a Dvar Mitzvah. And we have a rule that Mitzvah Slav Lehenois Nitnu. So I'm not having Hano'ah, I'm doing the mitzvah of Hashem to go listen to Divrei Torah from the chief rabbi. The Gemara could have answered that, and that's the second toisis from the top. But our Gemara wants to go according to everyone, not only according to Mandiyama that holds that you can only make an Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah. You can make an Erev for any purpose. So this person wants to go and make an Erev because he wants to take a stroll in the other town, which is 2,000 amos away, and he's allowed to go and make the Truma. How can you use the Truma? You're not allowed. Not only can the Yisrael not eat from the Truma, he can't have a no'ah. It says in the Pasuk, lo yisoichal, lo yoichal. Omra papa. Shani osin yomakro trumaschem. Oh, the Pasuk has the word trumaschem. says in the pasuk, "V'nechshav lachem trumaschem kidogam min hagoyin v'chamleya min hayoket." Now this pasuk trumaschem does not appear by truma gedoyla, but rather it appears by the halach of trumas meisim. This pasuk of v'nechshav lachem trumaschem is a command to the Levim, that the Levim, after they get their meiser rishon from the farmers, they now have to go and give meiser min ha-meiser, what we call trumas meiser, to the kohen. You're wondering what status does the trumas meiser have? Says the pasuk, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, it has the same status like kedogin min ha-goyin v'chamleya min ha-yokim, just like truma gedoyla. So therefore we see in the pasuk that the Trumas Meiser and the Truma Gedoyla are basically the same for our purposes. And it says, Trumas Chem, Shalachem Tehei. It's come to tell you that you do have a Shaychus. It does belong to you, at least in a limited sense. In which sense does it belong to you? That you can go and use it for an Erev. So even though a Yid is not allowed to go, a Yid, a Yisrael, a Zar, is not allowed to eat Truma, but Trumas Chem says you're allowed to have Hano'o nevertheless.
Isn't there Tolis Hana already, like, sort of built into the Truma that a Zar gets when he gives it to the Kohen he chooses? And that's a form of Hana that he's able to, you know, transact with?
Mm-hmm. So you're asking, even putting aside the union of the Erev, right, just the fact that he can choose which Kohen to give it to, that in itself is Ashtikal Hana.
Tolis Hana, actually.
Yechvashtai. And therefore you're asking, isn't that itself a kasha? Ah, we have a locha that a Zar cannot eat from it, so how can he go and select? So presumably the answer is that how else are you going to go and get the truma from the farmer to the Kohen? It's built into the system, so to speak, is that he has the right to go and choose. He doesn't have to be mafker and leave it fallow on his field and say, okay, Kehanim, everybody come and get it. He has the right to go and give it to someone. So that, apparently, that amount of ano is built in. That's not considered to be problematic vis-a-vis the Isra Hano. And it could also be the Isra Hano that the Toibas Hano is that he has the right to give it to someone. But his holding it doesn't give him any hano, right? His hano ends when he hands it over to the kohen. Here we're talking about he's having hano when it's still in his rishus, before he's given to the kohen, or he bought it in the truma store, and he's using that for purposes of the erev. So he's having hano from the truma itself, not just from giving it away. Anyway, so lemaisa, so I have over here a teretz to the kasha of avol. Now the question is, according to Chizkiah, the Chizkiah says it anyway. When it says lo yoichal, it only means an iser achila. What do I need a trumaschem? Either trumaschem the chol Yisrael ka'omar. When it says trumaschem, it means all you farmers that own truma, all of you guys together, give your trumaschem. Rashi says it means orcha the milza nokat. It's just going to tell you the normal way of speaking, that all of you people that have truma, no, hand it over. Rashi also points out that the lashon of Kol Yisrael is a little imprecise, because we're really talking to the kahanim. We're really talking to the levim that have meiser, and they have to give trumas meiser. So we're talking to them, and nechshav lachem trumas chem, your trumas meiser that you're giving has the same status like the truma of Klal Yisrael, of the farmers, if they give the truma gedoyla. So therefore trumas chem is really not the chol Yisrael, nor the chol halavim ka'omer. So he's a trashy. Frank Dimora, okay, we dealt with truma. Let's go now to a nozi. A person not allowed to eat. Not only can she eat grapes, you can even eat the peel and or the pits of the grapes, right? But is the word peel, is that the right term?
Yeah, the skin.
The skin. I was looking for the word skin. Thank you. The skin or the pits of the grapes. So therefore you're not allowed to have any. Not only can't you eat from it, according to Rabbavo, you can't even have any hanoah from it. Utanan, the Mishnah we just quoted a moment ago, Ma'avon Nozer B'Yayin, the Nozer can make an Erev Yayin. Just like the Nozer cannot drink Yayin, L'chayri also cannot use the Yayin for purposes of an Erev. He's having hanoah. How could he have a hanoah? Omar Zutashani Hosam Yamakra Nizroi Shaloh Yehei. We state in the Pasuk, it says, Kol Yemei Nizroi Kodeshu Lashem. Kol Yemei Nizroi.
What?
I'm sorry? Kol Yemei Neden Nizroi. Okay, thank you. Kol Yemei Neden Nizroi. Actually, if you look at Ois 4, Kol Yemei Nizroi, do you have that?
I was in
Ois 5. Okay, no problem. It's Kol Yemei Nizroi. So Nizroi Shaloh Yehei, that it is his. What it means that it's his? That he is allowed to have a Shtikole Hanoah. Kol Yenizroi Mikol Asher Yosem Migefen Ayayim Chatzan Vadzog Lo Yoichel. The same pasuk. So Kol Yemei Nizroi. Why did it? So I'm going to say Kol Yemei Nizroi. Kol Yemei Hanazir Mikol Asher Yosem Migefen Ayayim Lo Yoichel. Since it says Kol Yemei Nizroi, Nizroi means that he has a shaychus to the wine and to the Chatzan and Vadzog. He's allowed to have enough. Rashi Yomar. I have another pasuk. Kodesh Ye Gadol Perasar Roishoy. Now it says over here the lashon of the Roshoi, Giduloi Kodesh Vein Dover Acher Kodesh. What it's referring to is that we know that the Nozer, at the end, the conclusion of his 30 days, he has to take a good haircut, and all that hair has to go and be burned under the dud of the Shlomim in the Azar. Oh, so it says, Sa'ar Roshoi. So what does it say at Roshoi? It's telling you that Kodesh Yeh, the Sa'arois of Roshoi, his hair has a special Kedusha. So Giduloi Kodesh. However, when you're talking about anything else, he's allowed to have hanoah. It doesn't have a din of kedusha like it'd be moil behagdish. So he is allowed to have hanoah from the wine and chatzan and vatzok. Freiting mora midi the ein dover acher ksiv. Your drasha was gedurei kodesh vein dover acher kodesh. What's the exclusion? Maybe taka here is taka kodesh, as we know, and you have to burn it. Fine, that's good. And guess what? And maybe the yayin and the chatzan vatzog are also kodesh. Doesn't say in the pasuk sa'aroishoy to exclude anything else in the naziris halachos. Meaning the rachak says, "So you're right." El machvar tikin marzutra. Hey, nachanami. Let's go back to the drasha marzutra that it says in the pasuk kol yemei nizroi, and that nizroi comes to tell you that the Naziris that he has a shtikla hanoah from the Naziris, and what's that Naziris? That he's allowed to have hanoah from the gift of the Yayin, the Chatzan of Yatzah.
What is the Kasha and Ravashi here?
The Kasha and Ravashi is that Ravashi is saying that my raya, that you're allowed to have hanoah from the wine, is because the Torah says, Sa'ar Roshoi. And therefore, we're learning from that, what has Kedusha? Kodesh here?
Just the Sa'ar.
So now it's the just that's bothering the Gemara. The fact that it says that the Sa'ar Roshi has Kedusha, that's great. That's true. And you have to go and afterwards burn it in the Azara. So it obviously has Kedusha. You can't just go and throw it out in the garbage. Good. But does it say that any other aspect in the Zirus lacks Kedusha? Maybe at the same time, wine has Kedusha, the Chatzan of Adzog has Kedusha, so that he's not allowed to have a Noah. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Midi ve'ein dover achek siv. This has Kedusha, that has Kedusha. Then we go back to the main Nisra.
We're not saying that the Yayin is Kadosh. We're saying it's
Regabi Isra Noah. Avad, it doesn't mean that you have to pour it on the Mizbeach. It doesn't mean you have to give it to the Gizbar. We just mean that Regabi Isra Noah, in that sense, it's Kadosh. So it says, you're not allowed to eat from the bread and the koli v'charmel. That's the wheat when you've toasted and roasted it and it's baked and it's bigger and smaller, whatever. Anyway, you're not allowed to eat any of those products until the hakrova so'oimer on the first day of Chol HaMoed of Pesach. Okay, so it says, loisoichlu. So, koditir bavo, that means not only you're not allowed to go and eat, but you're not allowed to have anah. Utnan, it says, koitza l'shachas v'machal v'ayma. Although you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to go and cut some of that tzvu and use it for cattle fodder, like for straw, for hay, for the animals. How can you do that? Echad israchil yechad sanah b'mashma. Avshmai, shani osu mikro, kitzir chem. Again, that it does belong to you to a limited extent. And what is that limited extent? That you're allowed to have hanoah from it. What is the other man? The other meaning cheskir. After all, he doesn't have an isra noah implied in the word loisoichel. It doesn't say loyeyachem. So what does he need kitzirchem? Same terrace as before, kitzirchem to chol Yisrael mashma. We're just talking to Klal Yisrael generally. We're telling you, each one of you, you want to go and do a kitzir, you want to do a harvest in your field. We want you to know, you want to do it, reishis ketzirchem alakoyin, the very first kotze that has to be, has to be the ketziras oimer, and nothing else. So therefore, once again, we're talking about ketzirchem d'chol Yisrael, and nishkaraya to Arkash. V'idach, ketzirchem d'chol Yisrael mash, yeah. Frankly, more about Yisrael, let's go on to Yisrael. Rechmona Omar, sheketzu, and here it says, lo yei ochel, that the shmoni Yisrael, you're now going to go and eat. Aha. Utanan, and it says in the Mishnah, Siyot Chayva Oifais, the dogim shnezdam lehem minim tameim mutarim lemoichram lenochrim. Now, since it says the lashon of lo ye ochel, this is now shver on both Chizkiya and Rebbe, that according to both of them, it should be not only Yisra Chila, but also Yisra Ha. No. So what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if a person happens to be a professional or an amateur hunter, and he's hunting for chayas or for oifais, he has his nets out to go and capture and catch all different types of birds, and the dogim and fish, and as he's capturing his chayas, oifais, and dogim, guess what? Inside the nets and inside the traps, Nizdam lehem minim tameim. Among them, besides the chayis, inside the oifis, you got other non-kosher minim. This is a very, very common problem today in the fisheries, where they go and catch tuna, which of course is a kosher fish. Very often they also get some other things coming along with them. And then they have to, of course, make sure to get those out. The non-kosher companies don't care about it. So if you eat in your tuna fish, you might come across some non-kosher fish, but they're not going to tell you about it because it's such a small percentage. But for a Klal Yisrael, even the smallest percentage, it doesn't become botulism. It's a bal chai. So therefore,
the Klal is always very mafid tuna fish.
Exactly. Zechrono Levracha. Exactly. No, this is it's a very important issue. The comes to Chubas, Mitra Moishim, the thing. Exactly. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so in case you have Minim Temeim among them, what do? You don't have to throw them back, in the case of the fish, into the water, but Mutar L'machim L'nachim, you had to go and sell it to a koi. Ah, you're having a no. Didn't we say Shekesu lo ye ochel? Echad Isra Chilav, Echad Isra no. But Masha Shani Hosom, the Amakrat, says in the Pasik, Lochem. What's the Pasik? Lochem. Veshekit Yihu Lochem. Mibsarim lo yisei chelil, v'yestiv losu tishaketsu. So what's that Lochem come to tell you? That to a certain degree, it does belong to you, that you're allowed to have a no. Pretty more, if that's the case, here in the Mishnah posed this the case in a situation where the person was innocently hunting for chayv oivis v'dogim kshedim, all kosher, and this dam nulaham as a bidiyavid, it came in, meaning tzvayim, be allowed to go and tell it. Why can't you go into this business l'chadchila? A person wants to go and hunt ichvais, horses or donkeys or whatever, and hawks, whatever type of non-kosher fish or non-kosher species, and sell them. So why did it say only Nizdam Lohem? Every Gemara, Shani Och, Levakra, Yihiyu, Bavyosan Yehu. The same pasuk that we just spoke about, in fact the same words, Veshekat Yihiyu Lohem. So the combination of the words Yihiyu, the Yihiyu is a limitation, the Lohem is a riboy, and therefore it's coming to tell you, yes, Lohem, you are allowed to have a no. But Bavyosan Yehu, they still retain certain indicia, certain rules and regulations and restrictions because of the fact that they are non-kosher species. And what are those rules and regulations? Not only you're not allowed to eat from them, that it says Befedish, lo yisechelu, lo yeyochel, but also Yehu, that it has a certain shtikl isra, no, you're not allowed to go and hunt them and sell them. But b'diavad, if they get caught in your nets, in your net, you're allowed to go and sell them. Thank you, Mar Lachiskiya, Lamalina Mechtav, Loye Ochel, Umaisi Lechem, the Mishraya, Loy Lichtav Rahmana, Loye Ochel, Loy Boy Lechem. In other words, according to Rav Avo, I needed to say a lotion of Isser Achila, otherwise I wouldn't know that you're not allowed to eat these Shkotzim Uramasim. So it had to go and say, Loye Ochel, Loy Soichel, Loy Yoichel, Epis, and a lotion. So therefore, after, according to Rav Avo, once it says an Isser Achila, it's all to Isser Hanor b'mashma, so the Torah had to go and say Lechem to counteract, to neutralize the Isser Hanor. But according to Chizkiya, the Torah could have said Lo yoicha, lo yisoicha, lo yisoichlu. Only in those times when the Torah means don't have Hanor, the Torah writes specifically Lo yeyochel. So therefore, according to Chizkiya, why does the Torah say Lo yeyochel? Not using the easier term of Lo yisoichal, which would mean only in Isser Achila. Lo yeyochel, you're not allowed to Isser Hanor. It says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to go and sell it. Oh, it says Lechem. Frey Timur, let it not say Lo Yochel, Umayt Lechem Lemishraya. Let it simply go and say Lo Yisoicha, Lo Yoicha. And then automatically, according to Chizkiya, it's only an Isser Achila. There is no Isser Hano. Then I would save myself the last few lines of Gemara, and I wouldn't have to have a Lechem Mitayiyu. It would just simply say, Lo Yisoicha, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to have a no. Lo Chizkiya, Lamalina Lemichtav, Lo Yechel. We don't need to neutralize the issur. Says Chizkiya, this in fact is the makor from my halacha. When we started back on Shabbos, on the Chof Aleph Amid Beis, that Chizkiya said that whenever it says Yochel, it means Eser Echad Ichra Iser Achila, the Yachad Iser Hanor. How did I know that, says Chizkiya? From our case here, of the Shrotzim. Why did the Torah have to go and throw in the word Lachem? If after all, like my colleague Reb Avo, the word, whenever it says an Isra Achila, automatically it means Isra Achila Me'echa Isra Anah. That's why I understand the word Lachem. However, I, Chizkiya, disagree, and I hold that every time it says Le'yoichel, Le'soichel, Le'soichel, it only means Isra Achila, Isra Achila. When the Torah means to go and tell you more than Isra Achila, Ulti Isra Anah, then the Torah says, Le'yoichel. How do I know? Because you see, Le'yoichel here, it's only because of the Lachem you're allowed to have anah. But without the lechem, you would not be able to have anah. Oh, that's my right, that lo yiyachel is that strong term that you cannot have anah. Good. And now we go back to the beginning again. After all, the reason why we brought this whole sugya is because we're talking about chometz on Pesach. Vari chometz rachmona omar lo yiyachel chometz. Holy the Russian, we had it back on chof aleph on the page at the beginning of the sugya. Number one. So Chizki said, "La'yachal means echad isra chila v'echad isra no," which is a way that we hold. However, we got one big problem. What's the problem? The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer Tamei al Atzmacha Heich Chometz Asim Bano Kol Shiva. Says Rabbi Yosi Haglili, what? Chometz is us, but not Kol Shiva. No, there's only an Isra Achila. There is no Isra Hanah, according to Rabbi Yosi. Of course, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi Glili. But one thing is certain, Rabbi Yosi Glili holds that, and he holds it very, very strongly. That's why he says it as Aloshim Bitmiyam with rhetorically. Tmei Alatzvacha. Come on, wonder on yourselves. How is it possible Chometz is us, but not Kol Shiva? Where does it say? What's the Makar? What do you mean, what did it say with the Makar? We just had now Chizkiya, and we have Reb Avo, both agree. It says Lo Yeochel. It's both Israel and Echad Israel. No, where is this Rabbi Yosi really coming from? Everything Marshani Hosam the Amakra V'lo Yirua Lechasi Ar Shalacha Yehei. In other words, just like we had all those other drushes of Trumaschem and Lachem and Kitzirchem, that means that you still have some sort of Hanah. It still belongs to you to a limited extent. Here too, it says Lecha. It belongs to you, the chametz with the se'or belong to you to a limited extent, not that you're allowed to go and eat from them, chas v'shalom, on Pesach, but you're allowed to have hana'ah from them, from the extra word, lecha. Okay, now we all disagree with Rabbi Yosef Levi, Rabbanon, the other Rabban, we had specifically Rabbi Yehuda that holds that way, but lechair, it's all the Tanoim, and all the Amoraim, Rabbi Yosef Levi is alone in this, that he holds that it's mut, that it's os, blah, 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 that chometz is mutter bano on yantiv. Rabbanon shalachoy atarei madaroi shalachim shal gavoy. We had this drasha already earlier. Yes, the Rabbanon agreed to it says in the word lecha in the pasuk, but the lecha has come to tell you that the isra bal yira by imatze is only your own chometz. If you happen to pass by a store on the way home from shul or on the way to shul, and it's a bakery and they're selling chometz throughout yontiv, you're allowed to see it. The bal yira by imatze, if it's shulcha, if it's yours. But a goy's chometz, or even a fellow Jew, chas v'shalom, if we were to have chometz, avad is a din of arvus. But there's no din of bayirah by yamatzeh, it's only your own lecha. So that's what he did lecha for. Zokti yimara v'idach, trey lecha ksivi, says Rabbi Yosi Haglili, but it says the word lecha twice. In fact, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, it says it even three times. Now where does it say it twice? In fact, in one pasuk it says, Matzis yeyachel eis shiva siyamim v'lo yira lecha chamet v'lo yira lecha siyars. It says twice the word lecha. So one lecha comes to tell you shalcho yateroi vateroi shalchem shalgevoy, you're allowed to go and see the goy's chamet. The other lecha comes to tell you that you're allowed to have anah shalcho yehei. That's why you have twice the word lecha. The idach, the other one says, no, I need the two lechas. Chad benochi shekib shasai v'chad benochi shaloi kib shasai. One to go and tell you the nochri that you have no shaykhis with. Stam a goy across the street. Hey, John, how you doing this morning? Sorry, please don't disturb me. I'm in the middle of eating my cheeseburger. The cheeseburger has in it chametz. It's not kosher for other reasons too. And it's the middle of Pesach. I'm not over by looking at it and talking to him because he's a nochri that's not kibshosai. He's not under my domain. But even a nochri should kibshosai. In other words, if I had an Eved Kanani or a person that was working for me, my employee, and he lived in my household and he drezach the whole day back and forth in my house, there too, the halacha is, if it belongs to him, if it does not belong to me, of course, make sure he doesn't make crumbs and all the rest. But the mice, if it's his chametz, not my chametz, I'm off the hook. That's why you have the two shalachas. So what is basically that he needs the two lachas? They have three times the word lacha. Since they have a third time that says lacha, that other lacha comes to tell you the halacha that you're allowed to have a no'ah from the chametz.
But
you want to know where the third lachah is?
Yeah.
Okay, find it for you. You'll be with me for a moment. We had it earlier on in the chapter.
Yeah, I think I'm here.
Someone on the Yom Kippur. My boy.
The Rashi.
I'm sorry?
It's in the Rashi.
In the Rashi, oh, Shkoyach. Shivas Yomim. No, that's not the pasuk I'm looking for. Okay. Tamaratzko etlos lachok sidi. Shkoyach. Rashi on the second wide line down below. David, thank you very much. Tlos lachok sidi. Lo yiro lachok hamet. Lo yiro lachok si or b'chol gvulecha. Lo yiro krachrna. Lo yiro lachok si or b'chol gvulecha shivas yomim. Okay, so we got three lachos. Lachok u lachok, lachok av lachok, lachok Hashem ha-mamlacha. Like we sing at the Haggadah. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so that's why we have three lechas. Is basically, I learned from that third lecha that shelechot hey, it belongs to you to a limited extent. You're allowed to have a nor. The idach, what does the other man Yama say? Chad b'siar, v'chad b'chametz. I don't have three lechas, I only have two lechas. Why? Because the lecha by siar and lecha by chametz are not redundant, it's not an extra lecha. I need one to tell you by Sa'ar, and I need one by Chometz, u Tzrichi. But the Gemara doesn't tell us what the Tzrichas is, but Rashi does tell us what the Tzrichas is. Rashi brings to the Gemara Masechtas Beah, Rashi the third wide line. If we just say, Layor lecha, Si'ar, b'chol gvulecha, I would say, you know why you're not allowed to go and say Sa'ar? Si, Sa'ar, mishim dechimutzoi. Kosher, sa'or is sour dough that you put into dough so that it should rise, it should ferment, etc. So that's very strong, intensive chametz, super concentrated chametz. That's why the dinner by Yiro by Yimatze. But regular chametz, which is just average normal chametz, maybe that there is no din of Bal Yiro by Yimatze. Or the other way around, maybe only by chametz because it's roi lachila. That with the Torah say, don't see it and you can't have it in your rishus. It's chametz that you can put in your mouth and eat. But the sa'ar, the loy asil mechle, you're talking about sa'ar, nobody eats sa'ar. It's used for fermentation, for purposes of leavening the bread, etc. So I might think that there's no din by Yiro by Yimatze. Kamash malon, we need both of them, so therefore I don't have any extra lachas.
Because under your domain. So what does that mean? If it's an Ev Moshe Kana, Evan Kana Rabo,
and he's chayav mitzvahs lo sasa.
So
if that is taka the case, then you're in trouble. If you're talking, let's talk about, for instance, a goy that is not his Evik. First of all, you can go give an Evik Kanani something. A Kenyan Shein Lecharabi Rishuspoi. So he could own food and things, etc. That don't. Yes, we'll see.
He's still chayav in mitzvahs lo sasa.
We're not talking about his Yisurim, we're talking about your Yisurim now. His Yisurim is his problem, your Yisurim, your problem. If you're walking down the street on Yom Tif, on Pesach, and you have, yeah, of course, and if you have a next door neighbor, I had, unfortunately, when I was a kid, we had a next door neighbor that was Jewish, named Adler, and Rachman al-Islam, they were so fafun that Yom Kippur in the morning, we would go to shul, we would smell them going and baking or cooking or whatever you do with it, the chazarai, what is it called? Bacon. Oh, they were bacon, and they were eating the bacon on Yom Kippur. Can you imagine? It's terrible. What's coming up? I'm not over lifnei iver because I didn't offer it to him. I'm not over by yiro by yamatzi because it wasn't Pesach. But even if it was Pesach and they were eating waffles for whatever, it's not my problem. It's a Jew. Yes, about a din of arvis. I saw it with my own eyes through the window. And not everybody. So now talking about this Eved Kanani, even assuming that he has taka all the din of Kanani, he would be also to go and have the chametz, but it doesn't bother me. It's his problem. His bayir by matzah, not my bayir by matzah. Yeah. But anyway,
talking about in general, for example, in the time when he had shlat, the Medina had, the Mimshala had dominion over the inhabitants. So in that case, maybe this is talking about a general case, not talking about the specific Eved Kanani.
Could be. Anyway, he's just saying it makes no difference whether you have control over the goyim. You don't have control over the goyim. Bottom line is, if it's not your chametz, you're off the hook. The only exception to the rule, of course, if it's a collateral, or you're holding it as a collateral for a loan, or a mashkin, and then if you have a krayas on it, but we talked about that early in the Masechta. Okay, so anymore, let us say that the machloik is between Cheski and Rebavo, who are both amoiroim. Let us say that that's a machloik is tanoi. Where is machloik is tanoi? It says the pasuk yosel l'chol malocha. We didn't say yosel l'chol malocha, so that's Legabe Chaylev Nevelet, number 11 on my Gemara's, maybe different OECs than yours. V'chaylev Nevelet, v'chaylev Treva, ye'os l'chol malacha, v'achoyl loy soichluhu. You're not allowed to eat Chaylev of a Nevelet, you're not allowed to eat Chaylev of a Treva, but ye'os l'chol malacha, you're allowed to have Hano'ah from that Chaylev. You're allowed to have Hano'ah. Now here the Pasuk says loy soichlu. In other words, it's a loy soichal type, it doesn't say loy ye'ochel. So that would be totally in the machloikis cheskia and Rebavo. But here we're going to say it's a machloikis tanoi. Zokti imara limkita tanoi. Yos lechom alocha matam aloimer. Lechom alocha shiochel. So the focus of the imara and the moment is on the word lechom. It could have said in the pasuk, ye'os limalocha. You're allowed to use chelev limalocha. Why did it say lechom malocha? Matam lechom malocha. Shiochel malachas kavo yehem mutal limalachas had ye'osur. I would think that chelev, you're allowed to have hanoa from chelev. What hanoa you're allowed to have? You can go and use it for malachas kavoya. What means malachas kavoya? Says Rashi, what happens if you have oirois that belong to the bedek habayis? Bedek habayis in the Beis HaMikdash, their Hegdish, and to get a better price, or to preserve them, or to develop them, you're allowed to go and smear them with grease. And the grease in particular is the chaylev of Nevela and the chaylev of the Treifa. I would think you're only permitted to use it for the Kodshe Bedek HaBayis. However, the Melechas Hedyot, if I own my own private oirois, and I want to go and smear them with the chaylev and Nevela Treifa, I might think that it's also, Tamaloyimar lechol malacha, yos lechol malacha. Now, what's the havamina? Why would it be more mutter to use it for the malachas gevoya more than malachas hadyat? After all, there's gevoya, it's kodshim, Torah, kedusha. How can you go and use chaylev?
Have said.
So Rashi says a very, very shameless svar. Rashi says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you, Klal Yisrael, don't eat chaylev. But my mizbeach can eat chaylev. You go and put all the chalovim on top of the mizbeach. So you see that it's mutter lachilas mizbeach, even though it's also lachilas adam. So solkadai techamina, you're allowed to have hanoas, not mizbeach, but noas kodshim by shmiring it on, but not hanoas. I can't eat it, so I can't have hanoa. Kamash malon, lachol malacha, that you're allowed to use it both for hedyot and for goya. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglil. Rabbi Kiva says it's not coming to tell you halacha legabi melachos. Again, we're trying to answer the question: why did it say yosa lechol melacha? Says Rabbi Kiva, shiyocha lemelachos hedyot yehi tohir lemelachos gevoy yehi tameh. I would think that if you go and use that type of chaylev to shmir on your oirois for hedyotim for klai yisro for regular bosom adam, that's okay, it would be tohir. But to use a melachos gevoya for kodshim, then it would have a din of tumah, because after all, it comes from a nevela. So I would think, you can go and use it for hedyot for gevoya, you don't have to worry about tumah. In fact, chaylev of nevela is tohir. Kum techois that Rabbi Yosi Haglili is learning the lechol to teach you isur v'heter, and Rabbi Kiva is coming to teach you in yonim of tumah v'tahar. Rabbi Yosi Haglili, the tumah v'tahar lo yitzrachra. I don't need it for tumah v'tahar like Rabbi Kiva. Ki yitzrachra li isur uli heter. I need it for isur v'heter. Rabbi Kiva isur v'heter lo yitzrachra. Ki yitzrachra li tumah v'tahar. Now the question is why? I mean, these are mutually exclusive. What's going on? Zogt Yimara, my Rabba Kemevi. Rabbi Yossi Glivi Savaloi Soichu Mashma Bein Isra Achila Bein Isra Hano'o like Rebavohu. Because even though it doesn't say Layach, it says Loi Soichu. It's also implicit Isra Hano'o. So in Bazoi, how do I know that I can go and use this chaylev l'chol malacha for the hejoitim and for the kvayim? Chiyasakrala mishra'il nevelev. I know the Yosef comes to tell you that you can use chaylev nevelev for purposes of heter hano'o. That's where I need a pasuk from. Rebbe Kiva Savar, isra chaylev mashma, isra no loy mashma. When you see the word loy soichlu, that doesn't give you any sense of Isra Hano. It only gives you a sense of Isra Achila. No, I bazei sovrai nidi yasal chomulacha to go and tell you bichas akrala to tovetahara. It comes to tell you the din of tovetahara. So therefore, and not Isra Behet. So lechoy the machloik between Rebbe Avo and Chizkia, that's mamish, the machloik is Rebbe Yossi Aglili and Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Yossi Aglili that says loy soichlu means both Isra Achila and Isra Hano, and that's why you need a pasuk lemishrayet up to the chaylev, because he holds like Rebbe Avo. Rebbe Akiva that says, no, it's only Isra Achila and not Isra Hano, and therefore the Pasi Yosel Chamalach has come to tell you Tumut Ta'ara, because he holds like Chizkia, Gizuntai. As long as it doesn't say Lo Yeyachel, you're allowed to have Anna. So what do I need? I don't need it for Isra Hano, I need it for Tumut Ta'ara. So Choyra, I have a good rai, it's Kitarai. It's Tumut Lai. You have no rai. Tekuli Yamlo Yisoich Lumash Mein Isra Achila Bin Isra Hano. Could be everybody agrees to Rebbe Avo. V'ochabakim Mifligi, the Machloikis is, Rebbe Yisigli Yisabakish Yehutra Nevela, he Hutra, Chelba Vegida Loi Hutru. Only the Nevela was Mutter, not the Chelba, not the Gid. Glad that we had this Gemara already yesterday, as I'm sure you will recall, because the Gemara asked a Shaila, asked a Kasha from Gid Hanosha, where there Ulta says, Alkein Lo Yoichu Bnei Yisrael, this Gid Hanosha Ad Yoim Hazeh, Kinoga B'Kafier Yaakov, etc. So it says, Lo Yoichu, that's a Lashon of Achila, and the Gemara says, the Chari also implicitly that it's a Lashon of Hanoah, and so how do I know, therefore, that you're allowed to have Hanoah from the Gid? And the Gemara said that when the Torah was Matir Nevela Behanoah, we was the Torah Matir Nevela Behanoah, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisoichu Kon Nevela, that gave us your Rechot, Nen Abachola, Oy Mochor La Nochri, so there's a heter hanoah built in by Nevela. So Nevela includes the chaylev, make the gid, it's all one package deal, it's all mutter behanoah. So therefore says the Gemara, Nochem will back to Rabbi Yosef Glili. So how come off the gid? And everybody agrees that the word loisoichu includes an isra hanoah like Rebbe Avo. Rabbi Yosef Glili, so kishahutra Nevela. When we have the posik by Nevela that we just quoted, that's the heter by Nevela. He hutra, the only heter we find is by Nevela. The chaylev and the gid were not included. The reason why they were not included, you remember the Gemara said yesterday, because it goes according to Man Yoma that holds that ain begidin benois and tam, so gid is not included. And therefore the Gemara is saying that the same thing would apply to Chaylev, it's not part and parcel of the Nevela. Nevela is one thing, included in Nevela is also the Chaylev again, but that's not part of the heter of Nevela. Chitzrich Kross, and now I need over here by Unz, the Yosel Chol Malachal heter Uranod Yosel, since I don't have that heter by Nevela, I'd have to have a specific pasuk here by the Chaylev. Rebbe Kiva Sovar, Kishahutra Nevela, Chaylev Legid, and Nami Hutru. Nevela is a package deal. When the Torah says a mochel and ochri, that you can go and sell it to a goy and make some money on that nevela, it means the nevela, but the chedem, but the gid, but the whole everything back on the aha. So I bazoi. So what do I need? Yosel lechol malacha. He's a kravet tuma v'taras. And the pasuk going to tuma v'tar. So therefore, you have no raya that it's machloikis between Rebbe Avo and Chizkia.
So what they wanted to say that you have tuma only in terms of. Hajjim, but in terms of something for the heder, it would be tahor. I mean, is that where the avamina was?
You have vaser nevela.
Yeah,
of course, it's tomei.
Right.
It's an avatar.
Right.
What about the chaylev of nevela? Says Rebbe Akiva, chaylev of nevela is tahor. It has no din of tumah. Make sure don't touch the vaser, don't touch the flesh. But the chaylev is tahor. Solka Daitsov says Rebbe Akiva, it could say in the pasuk yasa libelacha. Why do you have to say Yasa l'chol malacha? Because I might have thought that din, that it's tahor, is only l'gabi hejoitim. because the joitim, like chulin, as you know, only goes to l'sheni. Truma goes to shlishi. Kodshim goes to revi. So there's a higher, elevated sense of kedusha when you're talking about anything having to do with kodshim. So maybe you can go and use the chilev nevela to go and shmir on your regular oirois, and I don't have to worry about tuma because it's chulin anyway. So it's not metame. However, the gabi kodshim, maybe it would be prohibited, or at least, even if it's not prohibited, but if you were to use the chilev nevela, it would make those oiris kodshim tame. And presumably, if you could, you'd have to toivel in the mikveh to go and make them tohar. That's why Yosef Lechon Malach will tell you that's tohar across the board, that only nevela is tame and not chilev.
So nevela is an avatumah.
Nevela is a big avatumah.
So then you have chilev inside it.
Mm-hmm.
So won't it be immediately tame, because, as you say, it was a mukshar, maybe, and
the chaylev is exempt.
It's not. It's not royal kabbal tumah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, as they zok tigmar v'kiv esok yishut and the veilecha, we give them nami yotro. Chayisur kol tumah v'tahar. Fine. So bottom line is, we thought we had a machlokes of Yosi Haglidi, the machlokes between Rabbi Saglidi and Rabbi Kiva, and the Yosef Chamalocha, that was the same machlokes of Bavo and Chizkiah. So you have no right. Rabbi Yosi Haglidi, Ashkan Chayiv the Shari Rachmana Bahano, Elegid Neimo di Osur. According to Rabbi Kiva, we said that when the Torah was Matir, Nevela was Matir, also the Chelba and the Gida. Okay, so then it's all Matir. But according to Rabbi Yosi Haglidi, no, because you're talking Nevela, he Hotra. So, Freitim Marietz, a bazoi, according to Yosi Haglidi, Ashken Chedav the Shari Rachmana Bano. Where? This Pasaki Yosel Lechol Malach. Ela Gid, name of the Yosel, let us go and say that Gid is Osir Bano, because you don't have a Pasik to be Matir the Gid. Here, you're 100% right. According to Yosi Haglidi, it's like Osir Bano, you're not allowed to have a no from it. Yosi Haglidi holds you're allowed to have a no from Chometz and Pesach. But he holds it now that I have a no from Ginanosh. Ibo Yisrael, a maizel of a kalvachayimah. No, he holds it. It's mutter based on a kalvachayimah. What's a kalvachayimah? Uma chaylev, she'onish kores. Chaylev is a heavy duty iser. Ki kol oichel chaylev, v'nechrisa. Chas to show a person eats chaylev, it's kores. It's current. She'onish kores. Mutter b'ano, yelad b'ano, we just said, nah, yosel chol malach. Gid, she'in onish kores. Yelad b'ano, kem le'yoichel b'nei Yisrael, it's Ginanosh, it's an iserlav. A person eats it with hasra. He'll go and get Malkus, but there's no din of Kares. So therefore, it's a much lighter Isser in a sense. Like Koshkin, then it certainly should be Mutter Bahano. So therefore, since Rabbi Yosi Haglidi, I don't learn it from a Pasik, I learn it from a Kalva Choymer, that it's Mutter Bahano. Reb Shimon, the Osar, what about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon, we had yesterday in the Gemara, Reb Shimon Asir Bahano, if you remember back on Chavreis Amud Aleph, we had a Mishnah of Raisa, the middle of the Yomud. Mishmor said, this idea, two lines further. Gira Nosha Mutter Bano, the Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Oyser. Reb Shimon says that Gira Nosha is Oser Behano. Now I understand why they want to say, because ain't the given us in time, I don't have a Pasik, but I have a Kal V'Chaymer. Learn the Kal V'Chaymer now of Reb Yosi Haglidi, that Ma the Chim, the Tonish Kores, and Mutter Bano. Gidje and Ekanish Kores, like Koshke, and it should certainly be Mutter Bano, Reb Shimon, the Osat. Ekel Mivri, he says, I can freak up the Kal V'Chaymer with a Pircha. What's my Pircha? Chaylev of a chaya is mutter. Only chaylev of a behema is osur. So that's the reason why, since chaylev of a chaya is mutter, that's why even chaylev of a behema is mutter bahana'a. The gid of a chaya, it's the same as the gid of behema. There's no difference whatsoever. So therefore, in a certain sense, gid is more chomer than chaylev. Chaylev is hutter mechlole by all chayas, but gid doesn't have any exception to the rule. It is osir everywhere, all behemas, all chayas. So therefore, that's why it remains osir bano. So it's called a good tapircha. Rabbi says, the behemah kol minan, the behemah nias lo ishteri. You're 100% right. If you go out of the ballpark into another field, yes, you can go and find that chaylev was mutter by chaya. But here in our ballpark, where we happen to be, we're only talking about behemoths. Among all behemoths, right and left, back and forth, every behemoth, the same halacha applies, that chelav of a behemoth is osur, and it's onush karis. Don't go and tell me, yeah, but there's another species out there called the chaya, where it's mutter. Shkoyach, I'm talking about behemoths. Among behemoths, chelav is onush karis, but it's mutter. But no, kichin onush karis loy kochkin. So therefore he holds that pircha is not a pircha, and that's why he holds that it's mutter but no after all. So now, after we've gone through basically two blot of kashis and tirutzim on Cheski and Rebavo, back and forth, the Gemara is trying to make now a quick summation. Mechti, oizvinu kol hanikroi. We asked all of these kashis that we asked from Dam and from Gidan Noshe and from Chelev and from Nozir and from Truma and from Shirotzim, etc., etc. Vishaninu. And we answered each one of the kashas. Cheski v'rbavo b'may pligi. So Cheski v'rbavo, where is their halacha l'maisa? Where is their machlokes? L'chayr b'chometz v'pesach v'alibid rabbanon. The guy b'chometz v'pesach alibid rabbanon. That what? That not only is there an iser achila, but there's also an iser hanor. He's saying alibid rabbanon to exclude Rabbi Yosi Haglili that holds that it's mutter bano. B'shor aniska v'alibid the divrei hakoil. B'shor aniska according to everyone. Because everyone holds by Shor and Niskel that it's not only Osir Bachila, it's Osir Bano, because it says in the Pasuk, Obala Shor Noki. Now, how do we know all of that? That both by Chometz and Pesach, according to Rabban, and according to Shor and Niskel, according to everybody, that it's Osir Bano, Chiski Nofik Le Mi Lo Yeyochel. Chiski says, I don't need any extra psukim, it says Lo Yeyochel. Where did it say Lo Yeyochel? By Chometz it says, V'lo Yeyochel Chometz. And the Gavi Shor and Niskel, we also had in the Pasuk, Sokol Yisokol Hashor. Lo yeochel es psoroi uvala shornoki. It says lo yeochel. So therefore, according to Chizki, it's automatically israchila israno. Everything is fine. Rebavo nofik le minevela. Now, how does Rebavo know that when it says lo yeochel or even leisoichel or lo yeochel leisoichel any lashon achila that it means both achila and hano? He learns it from nevela. What's Nevela? Remember when we introduced Rebavo for the first time? We said, Rebavo, how do you know that every Lashon of Isra Achila also includes Isra? No, he says, I learned from Nevela. It says in the Pasuk, Soichel come Nevela. What does he have to go and tell you? The Heter to go and tell it to God. Of course, it's only Isra Achila. It's the Charai that every time it says, Lo Yoichel, Lo Soichel, Lo Soichel, it includes the Isra. No. Okay, fine. So Mechti, bottom line is, Bein Lamar, Mein Lamar. It's true. The Rabban, not Rabban, Cheski learns it from Lo Yeochel. Rebavo learns it from the fact that it says any type of Lashon Achila, add to that in the mix the Nevela Heter. So Bein Lamar, Asur Rabbano. Both the case of the Chometz of Pesach is also Rabbano, according to Rabbanon. Sure, Aniskel is also Rabbano, according to everybody. So my Benai, so is there a difference in Halacha? After all, after we went through all of the Psukim back and forth, each time, typically, it was mutter bano, no matter what the losha, whether it said lo yochel or lo soichel, because we learned from alochem, or trumaschem, or ketirchem, or lochem yiyah, all those loshayas that we had to neutralize or counteract any yes or no. So is there enough gemilah alocha between the two? Says Yimon, yeah. What happens if a person took in chulin into the zara and shechted it? A person who perhaps had a very good heart, but was absent-minded, because you don't shecht chum bazara. So Chizki Yisoba, lo yeochel, lemute hani, it comes to go and exclude, oisoi lemute chulin shenishchum bazara. What does he mean? You remember when we said, according to, we brought this already in the Pasuk before, according to Bavo, according to Yehuda, the Gemara is going to talk about it in a moment again, Nachamu. It said in the Pasuk that we had a machloikis between Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can learn a heter hanoa from the pasuk of Nevela. According to Remeir, you can, because the pasuk said beferish. And then you remember the Gemara said that it's not only the ger b'nesina and to the nochri b'machira, but because it said the pasuk t'nena v'chola oy mochar, so therefore you can give to the ger or you can go and sell it to the ger. And since it says t'nena v'chola oy mochar l'nochri, you can go and either give it or you can sell it to a guy. So bottom line is you have every conceivable hana side by ger toishiv side by a guy. That was according to the man. However, remember Yehuda said it's dvorim kichsavim. Kichsavim means that the pasuk in fact is telling you limitations that you can only only give it to a ger, you're not allowed to sell it to a ger. You can only sell it to a goy, you're not allowed to give it to a goy. That's Dvarim Kichsava. We end it back on Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Okay, so now we said in the Gemara, therefore, since we don't learn Heter Hanno'ah from the Vela, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know Heter Hanno'ah? Since Rabbi Avo holds wherever it says, Le'yoycha, Le'soycha, Le'soycha, it always means Isra'chila the Isra'no'ah, how does he know that there is in that there is also, how does he know that? Maybe lo yoichal isoichal only means an iser achila, not an iser. No, it says Rabbi Yehuda, I know it from another pasuk. It says legabe treifa. It says avoser bat so the treifa lo yisaychelu la kelev tashlichan oisai. Oh, so it says legabe the din of treifa avoser bat so the treifa lo yisaychelu. You now it doesn't say lo yoichal, it says lo yisaychel. You now let lo yisaychelu. You now let eat it. Oh, so how do I know an iser hano? Packets. How do I know Israel? Like Kevishli, you're not allowed to give it to your club. Is the Chmash, which says he won. Oy say at the Mashlech club, the at Mashlech Kolisun Shabbatari. Mashlech Kolisun Shabbatari. Exactly. That you can't go and give it to you. A Kelev, because you now that I have a Noah from any other Isser, only from Treif. Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now. Zokti Gemara Chizkile, Sovale Yochel Lem Utehani. Comes to exclude those others that we just mentioned. That they not like Rabbi Yehuda. Then the more, I left out one last step, and that is according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have the Oisoi, the Mutei, Kol Yisrin Shabbatai. So what does Rabbi Meir do with that Oisoi? After all, he has the benefit of the word by Nevela. He said that Oisoi comes the Mutei, Chulin Shenishcha Tu Bazar. That Chulin Shenishcha Bazar, you are allowed to have Hanno'ah from. Aha, Zayig. So getting back to Gemara now, says Gemara, Chizkiyo Sovale Yochel Mutei Hani. To go and exclude that you now have a no from the Chometz for Pesach and from the Shoran Hiskol. What is the Oisai come to tell the Mutei Chumashin Bazara that also the Kem Tashlichan Oisai, you're allowed to go and give it to the Kelev only the Treifa, but Chumashin Bazara you're not allowed to have a no from, you're not allowed to go and throw that to the Kelev. So that would be the halacha according to Chizkiyo. Rabbi Avohu Sovar, Oisalim Utei Hani, Chulin Shin Shwazara Lab de Raisin Nino. Rabbi Avohu said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I need the Oisoi. Lemute Hani means to exclude all of the Isurim Shabbatoira that they are Mutter Bahana, that they're Oser Bahana. If I'm using the Oisoi for Shari Isurim, how do I know the din of Chulin? I taka don't have a pasik for Chulin. Chulin Shin Shwazara Lab de Raisa. I'm not allowed to have a no midrabanon, but minatoira you're allowed to have a no from Chulin Shinishka to Bazar. So therefore, before we continue on, the Gemara blibes that after this lengthy discussion back and forth for the last two blot, the machlokes between Chizkiya and Reb Avo, the only nafkin mina lahalocha between the two is the gabi chulin shenishka tu bazara, is the isra hanoa de araisa or the isra hanoa de rabanan. Where according to Chizkiya it's an isra de araisa because that's what the oisai comes to exclude. You're allowed to go and give la kelev tashlichan oisai. You're allowed to go and give the kelev. You're allowed to have hanoa from dreifa, but oisai you're now allowed to have hanoa from chulin shenishka tu bazara. It doesn't say layoch. In fact, there's no pasuk by chulin shenishka bazara. That's why I have, the only pasuk says chinuzar is ki yichad mimcha makayim, that if you are far from the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to go and shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. Richat makayim at shoychad v'lei mitach, kirav makayim. So you have the issur. However, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the issur hana, that I learned from the oisai. Oisai at the mashlech hakelev, but don't be mashlech the chun shech v'zar. Mashayin kim to according to Rabbi Avohu, I need the oisai to tell you shar isurin aliba derbi huda. Libidra Meir, I learned it from Nevela. But according to Yehuda, I needed to go and tell you Shari Surin from the word Treifa, from the Oisoi. So I don't know Chulin. There is Taka no Mekor for Chulin Shenishka Tu Bazora Min HaToira. It's only Oseba No Midraban.
What about when we started the whole this paragraph for me? This one, Kolchani Kri Vashaninu, this goes to Rebbe Boel B'Mani Kalidu Hami Kutesel Kalidu Rabbanan.
Yeah. Well, this is all part of the summation. The saying is, but my plea, where do we find their machloikas initially? That Both of them agree by chometz v'pesach v'libed rabbanon that it's also bano. Both of them agree by shor nisk v'libed rekoil that it's also bano. So that there is no machlokes. Rather, the only machlokes is how do you learn it out from the Torah? Chizkiah learns it based on le'yochel. Rebbe Bo learns it based on the word nevela, that only nevela is mutter, everything else is aser. Fine, that's all great. Mechti ba'al banam lo'im be'lamar asur bano. It's all within one breath. Yeah, it's all part of the kasha. In other words, the summation begins, as you said, from Mechti, and the Kasha begins now, Mai Benayu. The Chayra bottom line is, both of them agree by Chomtze Pesach, both of them agree the Kav Be'eshar, and this
that it's Olivet Rabbanan.
Yeah, that's also Banan.
Don't they disagree on that?
No, everybody agrees, except for Be'eshar Glidi, but that's not part of Chesky and Rabbanan. That's from left field. They both agree, according to Rabbanan, that it's also Banan. They both agree the Kav Be'eshar, and this is also Banan. Okay. What's the reason why? Because it says both cases, like Yochel, and according to anybody that's not happy, you have the Rebbe Lashon Noki. Everything is covered. So what's the Nafkimina then? The Nafkimina. And how do they learn that from the Yochel? It's an Avela. Good. Zazi Gemara now, a very startling thing. Yosef Hahu Me Rabbanan Kameid Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. One of the Talmidim, one of the Rabbanim was learning Rishon Nachmeni. The Yosef Kamer Mishmei Reb Shulim Levi Minayin Lechol Yisurin Shebet Torah Dechihechid Asurim Ba'achila Hochi Nami Asurim Bayna. Where do we know that all the Yisurin Shebet Torah, where the Torah says that it's Asur Achila, it's also Asur Bayna? Mind you, what are you referring to? Lechol Yisurin Shebet Torah. It's not a Kol Yisurin Shebet Torah. He's referring specifically to Chometz V'Pesach V'Sharan Niskol Minayin. He wants to know what's the Mekot. So this Hahume Rabban obviously was not learning the plot for the last 2 days, and so therefore he doesn't know that Hoshak Levatari. So now the Gemara asks, very simply, the word Le'yachel, according to everybody, means Ich Isra Chile V'Yisra No. So from there, says Le'yachel Isra Chile Mashmule Isra No Le'mashmule. This Hahume Rabbanan was not happy. He says, I read the word Le'yachel, I read the text, it only says Isra Chile, it doesn't Isra No. Okay, or take the claim in Avela. By the fact that the Torah was matter in Avela to go and give to the Ger and to sell to the Goy, and according to Meir, to both to give and to sell, both to the Ger Toshiv and to the Goy, it's the Chmutu Bano. So, only over there by Avela. It's the Chassimin that elsewhere it's Osibana. So, to solve the community, all the community, Amadvan Kichsavan. Like we said before, Dvan Kichsavan means that it's not an unbridled Heter Hanoh. To the contrary, the din of Nevela comes to go and give us limitations. What's the limitation? That you can only give to a ger bin Asina, and you can only sell to a goy bin Mechira. So that, I don't know the heter no to Megala elsewhere that it's awesome. He learns the Oisa to go and tell you on the Chulin Shinishchut Bazar. So bottom line is, I don't have a Makar now to tell you the Isra HaNoah by Pesach and the Isra HaNoah by Shoran Iskol. Now, what is this pasuk all about? So that's number two. Where's my upper right? Now we know that there are two different types of chatois. The regular chatois that you bring normally on a regular day throughout the year are called chatois chitzoinois or chitzoinois, which means that they're made in the Azara. All the avoidos by the chatos, just like by the oilim, like by the shlomim, all the kabanas, you do it in the Azara. Okay, the differences. Chatos bitzofoin, and this has to be bedorim, and this rik is different on the top, on the bottom. Out is emes. But lemais, it's a chitzoin carbon, it's all done in the Azara. Now there are certain special chatois, called chatois pnimiois, that, for instance, we have every single Yom Kippur. That's the par of the Kohen Gadol together with the Soyer of Klal Yisrael. Those are the Pnimiyos, because all the Avoid is done by the Kodesh Kodesh Kedushim and or in the Ulam and Heichal. Yeah, etc. All inside, except for the Shemich HaShirayim, which goes outside, but everything is inside. Aha. You also have throughout the year, you can have a par Kohen Mashiach and a par Helm Dovishul Tzibur. Fine. So those are called Chatois HaPnimiyos. Now, what happens if I have a person who is either not sufficiently learned, he's not a great scholar, or even if he is a great scholar, he messed up, he has a good heart, but he has an empty head, in the sense that during the year he had to bring his korban chatos, and he wanted to be extra, extra special. And he said to everybody, you know what, I did such a terrible chait. I don't want to just have the chatas spill the blood, or do they put the dam on top of the four kronos here inside the azara. I want you to take this blood into the heichel and put it on the mizbeach haktoiris as well, and go and spritz it lefnim, lefnai, lefnim, echad v'sheva, up and down, and blah, blah, blah. So what does the Torah say? V'chol chatas sheyuva midam al oil moed, any chatois hachitzoinais, that you brought the blood into the oil moed, meaning into the ulam and heichel, lechaper v'kodish for kapar purposes, loy seyochel this chatas, po'esh tisarev has to be burned, worthless, gunished, loy seyoch v'esh tisarev. So you stay in the time. Fine. Says Dr. Yimari, yeah, Chol Chatos Yidu Mandava Shein Tamalim Beish Tisarif. Why does Torah have to add Beish Tisarif? Umat Tamalim Beish Tisarif. Why not? Meini Nu Yifoy Dechsiv V'inei Soyrof. We have by the famous story about Aaron and the two remaining children after Nebuch, the passing of Nodav Aviv, and the Isamar and Elozv Isamar Baruch Hashem were saved. So it says in the Pasuk that they had to go and bring on the first day of the new Mishkan, they had to bring various kabanos. So it says in the Pasuk, we have this in number 3, the Eisir Achatas Dorosh Dorash Moshe Mine Soiref, who was burned. V'yiktav Elozv Isamar Neharan and Yisarim Neymar. Madua, why didn't you go? And maybe the reason is because the dam went into the oil moid, and that's the reason why you burned it. Yeah, as you know, there's a full discussion over there in the pasuk. Anyway, so the Gemara is assuming when it says v'hinei soyrov that Moshe Rabbeinu is screaming at them and saying, "Did you go and burn it?" Because the dam went into the oil moid. Ah, so we see that there's an inyan that if you have dam going to Alumay and Vina Sarif, there's a din of Sarifa. And we have over here Be'esh Tisarif as a din of Sarifa. So why does the Torah have to repeat it twice? That you have a din of Sarifa, both in the case of the Posse Kol Chatash Yivam Midama, Be'esh Tisarif, and the case of Moshe and Haran and the two kids, Vina Sarif, a din of Sarifa. I don't need it twice. Sim Eina inyan. To the case of the chatas, the dam of the chatas, to go and tell you that it is aser and that you cannot have anah from it. So that's the makar of the isra anah.
So every isra anah you have to burn?
I mean, that's right. You ask an excellent question. So Dari says, if that's the case, we should say that you have to burn it because it's from the extra word. So bear with me for 10 more seconds. Top of the Amud Aleph. You cannot tell me that the extra Ba'esh Tisarif or the extra Vinei Sarif is coming to say is in Achila, because each time the Torah tells you, I always have a pasuk of Inyin Achila. It's coming to tell you the extra words. Ba'esh Tisarif comes to tell you the Isser Hano'ah that the Gabay. Chametz v'Pesach, the Gabi Shor and Niskol, or any other time that you find an Isra Anah, if you don't have a Makar, you learn it from these extra Be'esh Tisarif, these extra words, and Ein Inyan Lakan, Tani Inyan Chol Yisrael Shem Atayr. Freitach Bari, Ima Akan B'Sreifa, Avkan Yichol Yisrael Shem Atayr B'Sreifa. If the whole Makar is Be'esh Tisarif, are you telling me that every time you have an Isra Anah, you have to go and burn it? That was your kasha. Evdi Ma Amakra, Bakoidish Ba'esh Tisarif. Bakoidish B'Sreifa, Ein Chol Yisrael Shem Atayr B'Sreifa. That Bakoidish is coming to tell you again on the din of the Chatas Hashiv Midoma El Oyo Moy V'Chaper Bakoidish Loi Siyachil Ba'esh Tisarif. The Gemara holds that the word Bakoidish is Ibarik, because it already says V'chol Chatas Hashiv Midoma El Oyo Moyed. Where's the oil moed? That's Kodesh. So why do you have to say the Kodesh? Kodesh? Ah, if it's the type of Isur that involves Bakoidish, in other words, the Isur of bringing in Dam Chatos Chitzoina into the Neimi, there the Torah says Bakoidish Reisi Sore, because Shari Sun Shabbat Torah, this Tak and Isur, not only an Isur Achila, but also an Isur Hano, but there is no din of Sreifa. Any questions on my side? Hearing none, we're going to continue tomorrow. Bear in mind, because of Hanukkah, we're always a couple of minutes later, so it's going to be closer to 7:50 as opposed to 7:45. Look forward to learning, continuing with you tomorrow, Mir Hashem, in this beautiful city. Zagi Bechd. Friday from Hanukkah.